Right. This does sound like a Naomi bit of music, but it's not. I found it today. Hello, Naomi.
Hello.
This could be the end of something very special that we've had going on for the last couple of weeks, which you started, by the way.
Actually, you started it, if you remember rightly. And I love how you've decided it's the end.
Well.
Because you know I've got you back this time.
So. I was listening last week and you did drop a few, it has to be said.
Did I know?
But you've been very busy, so I'm looking at your folder now.
Yeah.
You lead the way and I'll click and play.
Well, I thought it was about time I got you back in similar form, but you drive the desk, so I thought, how can I get these in without him hearing them first? And I thought I'd hidden them, but no, you found them anyway.
Under a folder called Charlie Payback.
Yeah, I probably should have called it something else, like boring music. You wouldn't have listened then. Well, play number one.
So, innuendo clip one.
Yep.
Licking your finger and sticking it out. Ah, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do we need to hear the full one as context?
Yeah, okay, put in the full
snow
one.
Snow radar. That's me opening the window and licking my finger and sticking it out. Hello, Naomi Hefford, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Some more innuendo.
You kind of queued me up one for that one, to be
fair. Yeah. I think when I do an absolute clanger, I kind of know about it. So I knew when I said that, I thought, oh, no.
Yeah, I was listening actually when you said that and I thought, brilliant, I'll have that one. Noted down the time. Got it.
The tick in the radar diary.
play number two.
From your car. It's exactly the sort of thing that the local mechanic plugs in.
Yeah!
Good morning.
You didn't know about that one, did you?
No. And that was a very serious interview. Thank you very much.
Well, still, that bit was funny. You've got to find the innuendos. Is there a number three in there?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, play that.
That's a point I could really frustrate you, couldn't I? Yeah.
That was quite funny. I don't know, you were talking about mobile phones or something, vibrating.
Yeah.
It was an app that vibrates or something.
That was yesterday's show.
It might have been yesterday.
I've completely forgotten what the hell I was talking about.
Play number four. What are we on, 2-4?
Yeah.
Yeah, number four.
I like my knobs and buttons.
Yeah!
Because as you said before...
They're just everywhere. Once you notice one, you notice them all.
It's true, and I am really looking forward to it not being my turn anymore to be your victim, because it's quite time-consuming looking for innuendos and stuff. But it's quite fun, though.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hello.
Carry on.
Do you want to play my song next, or do you want to save that till the end?
Well...
Is there a number four? Oh, no,
that was number four.
It's because I can't see what you're doing. It's so annoying.
I like the way you're going through these as numbers, because... this was you last week.
That does lead us on to question number two. Are we ready for question number two? I think we might just be. Question number two.
What's
is the best song to play when feeling sad?
Well, I just thought...
Question number two. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Number two. Number two. Number two.
I see.
It's like every week. You're going to have to change the type of your show now, because every time you go through those questions, I'm going to be coming at you with...
Number two.
I can't
number
say...
Two. Number two.
I can't say number two anymore.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
But you've been very busy once again with the clips and the music.
I have been a little bit busy.
As you battle the tears there.
I'm sorry, I am actually. Every week I cry now. I'm looking forward to this being
over.
It's
good for the ratings, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, what, me crying?
Yes.
Oh, well, thanks for everyone listening and enjoying that. I have been busy this week because last week you pointed out that you regularly say a few phrases.
Mm.
Quite famous for them.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd see how many I could find. And I found a few. And I noticed that you said a lot that day. You must have been a bit foggy around the edges, thinking it through, not quite sure what you're talking about, perhaps. So, I compiled the following.
This is Charlie here.
A little bit of Gubbins.
Trump. Oh, we like that. Yeah. Rather good tune. Del once again. Thursday. I like Thursday.
There you go.
I do like that because that's brilliant because great minds think alike and all that. I was listening, and I thought, well, you say and hat and yeah, so a lot. So I had a go at doing something completely separately.
Now we're just picking out each other's flaws.
Yeah. Pizzicato Hef, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Are you ready? Yeah.
There's more.
So I... yeah. Are you ready? And, yeah.
Hey! That's amazing!
So there you go. I thought, yeah.
The long winter evenings must just fly by in your home.
Yeah, I must have been doing that whilst I was having my din-dins, because I get so bored sometimes.
It was really hard.
Thank you.
When was that?
Last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, last week.
And the song I've gone for of all the potential choices. Are you ready? Oh, I'm gonna make you wait. That's another one for Charlie.
I thought that was perfectly innocent until you mentioned my name, so I thought, I'll have that. Oh. Do you remember the 2 weeks ago you mentioned musical notes and crotchets and semi-breves and things?
Oh, yeah.
You could have what's actually referred to as a semi-breve. You could have a crotchet. You could have
all very innocent stuff. Yeah, very informative. And I thought I'd chop it up again, so I come up with the crotchet / redo.
You could have what's actually referred to as a semi-full crotch.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Do it again.
Oh, hang on, I've cancelled it.
Oh, no.
I've lost it. Hang on, I need to go help
someone.
Oh,
that was so funny.
Hang on.
Clip. What was I talking about? Semi-breve, crotchet, quaver?
Yeah, musical notes and things.
Oh.
You could have what's actually referred to as a semi-full crotch.
Yeah.
Semi-full crotch. Excellent.
Yeah. What else have we got there?
Don't tell me there's any more in there. Thanks for that. That does actually satisfy me somewhat. That was last week.
And another perfectly innocent sentence.
You could either choose a song that is a sad song and dwell in feeling sad and just really, you know, cathart. Or you go the other way and you pick a song that makes you happy.
Where could I go with that, do you think?
I don't know. What have you done?
You could either choose a song that is a sad song and dwell in feeling sad and just really, you know, cathart. And you pick a song that makes you...
There you go.
Brilliant.
Are we finished now?
I would hope so, because it's exhausting. I have a full-time job, you know.